muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm joined in the studio today with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
You are good, Elisa. Anyway, so we've got a lot of great things to talk about today. Nutritional idiocies, FDA hypocrisies, maybe even a good move by the FDA. We have to see. Yet to find out. We also have to announce that at the end of today's show, the CEO of Muscle Gain Nutrition, Osagi Osunde, will come on the show and announce the winner of the $600 in free muscle gauge product. Very, very exciting, but you'll have to wait till the end of the show for that to happen. So, what's new, Elisa? You haven't been in the studio for a whole week. What have you done?
Lots of good things. I'm excited about the new Superhuman University.
And it is a lot to say, right? Because you're so used to saying radio after superhuman, it's hard for me to even do it.
Superhuman University. Yeah. Superhuman University.
SHU. Just SHU for short.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we have a new SHU.
That went well this week, huh?
We didn't publicize it nearly as much as we're going to be publicizing other events because...
Well, you got stuck with a holiday weekend right beforehand, I think, right?
Well, and I purposely didn't want a potentially huge turnout. And I have to say why. Because this was a totally new situation. And
you were nervous?
Yeah. Well, I knew there were going to be snafus. And there was a snafu. There was a bad link in the one of the emails that went out as a reminder to people.
Uh-huh.
And so some people couldn't find their way to the event. It's kind of like getting bad directions to the school.
Uh-huh.
And so some people arrived late. As a result of that, everybody who attended or registered for the live seminar that was there for the entire thing or didn't show up or showed up late is going to have an opportunity to get a free CD of this seminar. They just have to pay for shipping to get it to them. So there will be a CD in the Superhuman Radio store at the end of next week that people can buy for the cost of the CD plus shipping for those people who couldn't attend the seminar live.
Are the notes included in the CD?
Yes.
Oh, good.
All the course notes will be with the CD. Everything is going to be exactly like you. You're going to pay more for not being there at the live event. We're going to reward the people who show up for the live events. We really are.
Don't you have another one planned soon?
We have so many plans. I got a huge one coming. Huge.
That's exciting.
We're going to blow the lid off of no impact carbs. No impact. That's all I'm going to say. I got a guy who's coming on the show who is the guru when it comes to carbohydrate and its effect on metabolism.
Superhuman University, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have one that every bodybuilder, everybody out there who thinks they understand carbohydrate consumption and how it affects the body, we're going to totally spin this around. So anyway, but that's going to be a good one. And also I want to mention something. We've gotten a lot of people who said, hey, can I buy an MP3? Can I download, you know, the course and so on? I couldn't make it. No, we are not doing MP3s, okay? We're not doing them for two reasons. Number one, they will be pirated immediately. Most of you are very, very honest people, but somebody may say to a friend, well, I'm going to give you a copy of it because you're my friend, but don't pass it around. And that friend may be a real wad and put it up on a BitTorrent site and then bang, all of that hard work that author put into that is going to be pirated overnight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they're going to be on CDs. And the other thing is when you get something of value, it's tangible. People download MP3s and they don't care if they lose it because they think, oh, I can just go download it again. You have good books that you read over and over again, right?
Right.
Well, we're going to give it to you intangible. You're going to have a CD. You can listen to it for the rest of your life. You can lend it to your friend. I'm sure he can rip a copy, but it's just not going to be something that you could just throw out there easily. Now, I know there's people out there that are probably laughing going, yeah, I'm going to fix you, Carl. We're going to rip that CD and put it out. And sure, you can do that. Okay? But that's your karma, not mine. Oh, there you go. But
and you
know
were
what?
Just talking about how you have some good karma.
I have great karma. My karma elevated when I met you.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. I think that's why my happiness is elevated too. But we can't get into that. This isn't the Love University. This is the Superhuman University.
Yes, it is. I also wanted to talk about the show that you had with Carly Gomez. What a great show that was.
Isn't she the best?
Yes.
I have such respect for her.
That was a really good story.
And I got to say something else. I have a lot of respect for Manuel too, because you know she can't do this by herself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? She wouldn't be able to, if she had a partner that wasn't in sync with her goals, and he would be like, you know, forget about the gym. You got to do this. You got to do that. And he would make it hard for her. And Manuel is right there with her. So even though we're not saying his name, he deserves a lot of kudos as well for being there for her. But what she has done needs, I'm actually going to create a specially edited version of her interview with no commercials. Okay, so it's not going to be something that, hey, I want this to be passed around so my advertisers see the value of it. Nothing like that. I'm going to create a specially edited version of it, put it up on YouTube and put it in an MP3, and I want people to help me make it viral, because there are millions of women out there who think that lupus is a death sentence. I know a woman who told me she was crying one time saying, I have lupus, I'm going to die now because I have lupus, because she was told how terrible lupus is.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin who has lupus.
Okay.
And she's basically just an invalid. She thinks that she can't do anything now.
Right. She's just waiting to die.
Uh-huh.
And here, Carly not only had a lupus, but had one of the worst forms of colitis, ulcerative colitis, which really the body eats up the lining of the intestines over time. And she doesn't have them anymore.
If you go to her Facebook page, Carly Gomez, it starts with a K. There's a picture of her on her profile picture. It's when she did one of her contests. She looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? She looks awesome. But, you know, the whole body image thing is really twisting what we're trying to do in the Superhuman Nation.
Right.
And I want you to forget about the fact that she looks awesome. Like, wow, she looks so cool. She looks great in a dress. You know, not that you're saying that.
No, that's not what I was implying.
No.
I was just implying that she looks awesome.
She is a picture of optimal health. Really, you know what I mean? And I think that that's what people really need to take away from that. She's a picture of optimal health, and she did it all herself.
And it helps that she looks awesome.
Yeah, there you go. Manuel likes that part.
Yes.
He said that before she started working on...
She was a stick with a butt.
And I said to her, that's not a bad thing. You could have been a stick without a butt.
I thought I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, I know, because you're one of the butt sisters, too.
But I'm not a stick with a butt.
No. Anyway, okay. So
I
what
have
else
been called the butt sister, though.
I know. You had two other friends, and one time you guys all went out, and one of them said, oh, you guys are the Kardashians, and they said you were Kim.
They were all Italian. And
all dark hair.
Dark long hair, and we were out one day, and we were coming into a little boutique store, and a girl coming out said, oh my gosh, it's the Kardashians.
Yeah, and then the girl said, you're Kim.
You're Kim, and she pointed to me. My behind is not quite that big.
No. But it's just right. Anyway, so what else are we talking about at the inset of the show here?
I wanted to also address, we were talking about parabens last week and ginger and how ginger does affect parabens in a positive way.
Yeah.
So that prompted me when I got home to go through my cosmetics and things that I use.
Look at everything.
I started looking at, and even when I went to a drugstore, I looked at things also. Parabens are in everything. I mean, we have a cream at home from Life Extension that did not have parabens in it,
right,
that I use on my face, and you do as well,
right,
occasionally.
Right.
It did not have parabens in it. So there was a couple of Aveeno products that did not have parabens, but I use Abaji, which is an expensive cleanser on
right.
my face.
Right.
It had two different types of parabens in it.
Right.
Sesame seed oil that I take baths in sometimes. It's supposed to be an oil.
It's just supposed to be sesame seed oil. Well, how hard is that? Sesame seed oil.
It had parabens in it.
I know. It's amazing.
It just blew my mind.
It's shocking to me. And the shocking part of all this is that the Food and Drug Administration allows companies to put these things in the products under the assumption that a little bit is not a bad thing. So the FDA looks at a single product and goes, well, that's under the threshold of parabens. But what the FDA doesn't look at is the total gravity of exposure to the host of products that the average person comes in contact with in a day-to-day basis. If you look at, if the FDA says X amount of this harmful ingredient is negligible and doesn't cause problems. But then when you look at the 60 products a person uses in a week, and you find out, well, how many of those products have this negligible amount in it, and you add it all up, you find that it's not a negligible amount anymore.
Well, no. I mean, also, like the body lotion that I use on my body, I put it on every day after I shower.
Say the name of it.
It's a Nivea skin cream.
With CoQ10. It's the most expensive Nivea cream that they have.
It's got CoQ10 in it. It's got three different parabens in it. And I've been using that on my body every day for years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go back to natural olive oil or mineral oil. So here's another story. So I was going to get some aloe vera to cut the olive oil with to put it on my body.
To
make my own lotion in the summertime, because olive oil is a little bit heavy for summertime use. So I was going to cut it with just pure aloe vera. Well, so I went to the drugstore to look for pure aloe vera, and I couldn't find any that didn't have any dyes or perfumes in it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure maybe.
Yeah, don't they make it green? They
turn put
it
green or blue
like
in
why?
It.
Like aloe vera, if you get an aloe vera plant and you crack the leaf
it
open,
has the clear
it's just
gel.
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you got to add color to it for?
Exactly.
Are people that stupid that or do you think people are that stupid that they go, oh, it's such a pretty color green. I want to rub that on my skin.
I'm sure, like maybe Trader Joe's or the vitamin shop, I haven't checked there yet, so I'm going to check there next to see if they have some aloe vera gel. But it's and the Walgreens, Target, places like that didn't have any.
And you know what the bottom line is here? It doesn't matter if, exposure to small amounts of this and of that are not a bad thing. Remember, the reason that these things find their way into products is not because it's better for us. It's better for manufacturing. Okay. Mm-hmm. The manufacturers of face creams, of hand creams, of body lotions, of deodorants, they want these things to have certain characteristics, certain colors, certain scents, and certain textures and viscosities that in their head, the Frank product does not. And so what ends up happening is to get to that level of texture, of scent, of cosmetic quality, they put all these poisons in there that aren't necessary. The parabens don't make your skin better. They give the cream a certain viscosity and texture. You can live without that viscosity and texture.
Mm-hmm.
But the manufacturers want it to be a certain way. So remember, when they go to the FDA and say, please approve this product, the FDA doesn't say to them, but why is this in there first of all? And then they go, well, that makes it a prettier color. That makes it a prettier smell. And that makes it feel nicer when you touch it. And then the FDA should go, those are unimportant. Get them out of there. Those are not healthy for people. They're convenient for you.
Right.
But the FDA doesn't care because mm-hmm. the FDA's clients are the companies that pay it millions of dollars to stay open.
What about this? There was a deodorant that I looked at that has triclosan in it.
Mine. I've been using
Old Spice
Original.
The classic.
I fell in love with it when I was a kid because my cousin Vincent and my cousin Frankie, who lived upstairs from me in Brooklyn, used to use the white tube with the green stick, and I can remember that smell, and I fell in love with that smell as a kid, and I've used Old Spice forever. The original.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the original isn't the original anymore. Now it has triclosan in it, which is antimicrobial.
Right. It's what's feminizing fish.
I'm rubbing it under my arms.
Because it's getting into the water.
And yes. Who knows what those estrogenic compounds are doing to me?
Yep. I'd say you better not use it
triclosan
anymore.
Triclosan in deodorant. Really? Really? Okay. All right. We have to take our first commercial break. We're getting revved up here. Don't forget, later in the show, we're going to announce the winner of the Muscle Gauge Nutrition drawing. It may be you. You're going to want to listen. It can't be us because we work here.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. The ingredients athletes at Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
I want you to start bringing us back from the break, Lisa.
Why?
Because I want you to say welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
No.
I know, that's the way you...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
No, I don't want you to do it, actually. I don't want you to do it anymore. I know how to work with you now. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Okay, so what do we want to talk about now, Lisa?
Well, I wanted, since we were talking about, you know, how the parabens were in everything, I just wanted to talk about something, you know, that's natural that we can all use for different purposes than what we think they're used for.
Yeah, you've been actually trying to do almost like a tip of the day for the show, like you did that we discussed apple cider vinegar last week, and you got a lot of messages from people and talking about thanking you for reinvestigating that. I think Camarilla Cierzo brought that to our attention.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we want to try, you know, because we talk about all the things that are wrong, but it's important to give people solutions too, right?
And I think it's, you know, we should all kind of try, which we all do, I'm sure, to get back to the natural.
Yeah, the real natural.
The real natural, right. So, lemons and limes is what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
We've talked about limes before when we were using, when we had sliced an avocado and how the avocado oxidizes and turns brown and how you can squirt it on the avocado if you're going to save half of it and only eat half, it doesn't turn brown.
Right.
Which is just a good tip, I think. It's also a flavor enhancer for poultry, fish, salads, grilled veggies.
I know. I love tuna fish with lemon on it, nothing else. Well, I don't feel like having
the last
mayo.
Time we made tuna on the grill, I took the lemon and sliced it and put the lemon on the grill and actually browned it a little bit and
right.
warmed it up and then served the slices of lemon on the tuna.
Right.
It was really good.
And then you use lemon and lime as a detoxifying agent, which is very good, right? You squeeze
mm-hmm.
it in water and drink
squeeze
it.
Squeeze it in water and drink it and right. as a natural detoxifying agent. It also alkalizes your system.
Now, that is counterintuitive because people think to themselves, this is a citrus fruit. It's highly acidic, so it must increase the acidity of the body. But in fact, once it's digested, it reduces the acidity of the body.
Right.
Isn't that
yes,
cool?
That is cool. It aids in digestion. If you drink a cup of warm lemon or lime with an added pinch of unprocessed sea salt before your meals, it activates HCL, an enzyme activity to alleviate heartburn and constipation.
Yeah, we all need more hydrochloric acid, especially those of us who eat five times a day.
Uh-huh, that's so, true.
Yeah.
It contains pectins, which lower cholesterol and reduces blood sugar. It's an excellent all-natural cleanser. Like baking soda mixed with water and lemon juice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you could use that to clean the countertops, I guess.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Let's see, healthy hair. No, my sister used to use lemon juice in her hair to lighten it in the sun.
Really?
Uh-huh. I never did that.
So you put it on and then lay out with it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty
And
cool.
It also removes the buildup that things that like...
Conditioners
and stuff that you put in your hair will remove those
right.
buildup.
Yeah.
It's also, you know, of course, high in vitamin C, B6, iron, and potassium. It inhibits the growth of kidney stones.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It says lemon or lime mixed with hot water and olive oil helps to dissolve gallstones.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool because gallstones, that's a very painful event and obviously usually leads to surgery and sometimes the removal of the gallbladder.
Prevents calcium deposit buildup of the arteries.
That's a good
Oxygenates
one.
Oxygenates the body and maximizes enzyme function.
Wow. So all I need to do is just drink a 2 liter of Sprite every day and I'm getting all the lemon and lime I need, right?
No, there's no natural lemon or lime there. Yeah, I used to always drink a cup of hot water with a squeeze of lemon in it. I'm going to start doing that, like in the very first thing in the morning, to hydrate my body after a whole night of no hydration
right.
and sleep. I'm going to start doing that to rehydrate my body.
That's a really good
body.
Idea. Yeah, instead of tea, just lemon.
Well, I'll have tea after that.
Oh, okay. Elisa doesn't. She can't do anything before her tea. I think you actually were supposed to be a queen of England at one point. I must have my tea. Anyway, what else we got, Elisa?
Well, we wanted to talk about talking about oxygenation. We wanted to talk about the apples, the GMO apples.
Here's a perfect example. Once again, go ahead. What are they doing, these SOBs?
Okay, it's a company out of Canada called Okanagan, Okanagan Specialty Fruits. They're developing a genetically modified apple, varieties designed to go brown, that never go brown,
right.
excuse me.
Right. So in other words, let's talk about the browning process, okay?
Okay.
The browning process occurs from the interaction with oxygen.
That's
it's basically... It's oxidative stress
uh-huh.
that causes the apple or any fruit to go brown, right?
Okay. Yes.
So if they genetically modify an apple that is resistant to oxidative stress, and Adele Musa, you can chime in and correct me if I'm wrong, but hydrochloric acid and acids and corrosives interact with oxygen in an effort to degrade organic materials. If they create an apple that is resistant to oxidative stress, won't it also be resistant to digestion?
Seems like it would.
Right? I mean, look, yes. I'm not an organic chemist, but maybe it doesn't take organic chemistry to say this just isn't right.
Okay, it's going to be a GMO Arctic Golden and Arctic Granny that's going to be distributed in Canada and the U.S. by 2014. It can stay fresh for weeks without browning.
Now, let's talk about this for a second.
Even since the apples have been sliced.
Okay. Let's talk about this for a second. We just talked about something a moment ago, that the FDA allows companies to do things that are not in our best interest because of their nutritional value or their health value, but in the company's best interest because it makes it more profitable and easy to manufacture. Who benefits from an apple that doesn't go bad fast? Do you and I benefit from it?
No.
I mean, marginally. Maybe somebody can say, well, yeah, because you may buy an apple and throw it away because you don't eat it. Well, then you stop buying apples if you don't eat them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, who's going to benefit from the genetically modified apple? The producers. Why? Because they'll be able to pick apples, store them longer. They'll be able to sit on store shelves longer. The stores won't lose profitability. The growers won't lose. This is all about making an apple that is more profitable, folks, not more healthy. And once again, the FDA is going to let them do this stuff. And we're going to talk later about an FDA conspiracy that Elise is going to discuss. The FDA doesn't give a damn about us. And we don't even know half the things that they're letting these companies do.
Mm-hmm. It says here that the apples have had the gene responsible for browning turned off, which it alleges could decrease food waste and benefit growers who typically lose a significant portion of harvest to bruised fruit. The company also claims fewer chemicals will be needed in treating the apples before processing, and juice pressed from the GMO apples would appear cleaner than the traditional apple
juices. You know what we need to do now?
Clearer.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. We know what we need to do right now? We all need to start talking about this apple, and we need to start telling people that we will not buy this apple. We will not eat this apple. In fact, I want to find that company. Is information we have to disseminate. We need to start a campaign. We need to start sending them emails. We need to say to them, save your dollars because we're not going to buy these apples. Instead, growers are going to throw them away 3 weeks later instead of a week and a half later because we're not going to buy these apples. They're going to go bad. And if you don't believe it, look at Monsanto's profits. No one wants Monsanto's GMO stuff. Monsanto lost 50% of their revenue for the last quarter. I mean, look, we will not eat this stuff. Do not eat an apple that doesn't go brown because there's going to be other issues with its digestion.
Some critics say that it could be very harmful because the consumer wouldn't know that there's harmful bacteria or growth on the actual fruit and eat it, and it could, you know, cause...
Well, but you know what? Stay with that for a second.
Okay.
That proves my point.
Okay.
Because the gut is loaded with bacteria that helps it break down food.
Mm-hmm.
There are biotics in the gut that break down food. So if this is resistant to bacteria on the shelf, it's going to be resistant to the gut bacteria in the body, and it's going to go completely undigested through the digestive tract. It's going to kill people who have irritable bowel syndrome and ulcerative colitis for sure. This is another one that those of you who have those types of disorders, you better stay away from this product because it's not going to digest. You just made my point. You didn't read that to me before.
No, I didn't.
But it doesn't take, look, folks, you don't have to be an organic biologist or chemist to understand this. If nature can't break it down, you won't be able to break it down. So we need to start a campaign now of awareness and let people know that you will be a fool if you eat this apple. This is the one, this apple will change the old saying that an apple a day will keep the doctor away. That's what this apple is going to do, because this apple is going to keep you in your doctor's office.
And we were talking on your show, you were talking about pectin in the apples and how good it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going to be
pectin
good
is
anymore.
Fiber. Pectin is fiber. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be picking it up with more exciting stories.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with
with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Oh, you don't want me to say it this time?
No, I don't want you to now. No. You can't. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. What are we talking about, Elisa?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, don't do that. This is your show, not mine. Where are we going?
I thought you wanted to talk about the FDA. And
yes.
They finally did something good.
Yes. They gave us this one thing.
Yes, finally.
They turned down the name, the renaming of high fructose corn syrup.
Why do you think they did that?
I think they have, there's an old saying in business, you got to pick your fights.
Uh-huh.
I think they have bigger profits and bigger wars to wage. And the corn refiners clearly have lost this battle. And the corn refiners probably have something up their sleeve anyway. They're going to modify the way high fructose corn syrup is manufactured, and they're going to change the name because it's a new process. Don't think it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. The corn refiners are not going to just let this go away.
The FDA said that it defines a sugar as a solid, dried, and crystallized food, not a syrup.
Hmm. Okay. So why can't they call this...
Separately, the Corn Refiners Association has been running a marketing campaign to explain that syrup is actually a form of sugar and has the same nutritional value as the familiar white granular table sugar with which consumers are familiar.
But just think about the corn refiners, how heinous of a group they are, okay? It's finally, I mean, we've known it for decades, but it's finally coming to the mainstream media that sugar is the reason that we have disease and we're dying today.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so the corn refiners are coming out and they're going, hey, look, man, we're no different than sugar. We're good. No, sugar's no good. You're no good. So it's just stop.
The Corn Rot Refiners Association issued a statement Wednesday noting that the FDA denied its petition on narrow technical grounds.
Yeah, narrow technical grounds.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is? There's as much research out there that shows that high fructose corn syrup is metabolized differently in the body and causes a greater degree of fat storage than regular sugar or honey, as there are studies out there that say high fructose corn syrup is no different than sugar. Now, think about that. So let's say the left is bad and the right is good.
Uh-huh.
So there's a whole bunch of studies out there that say high fructose corn syrup is all the way over here in the left. And then the other studies don't say it's over here in the right. They just say it's in the middle. They're not saying it's good and it's better than sugar. They're just saying it's just as good and the same as sugar. So either way, it's a bad product.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you believe it's really, really, really bad or just really bad, it's a bad product. So let it go, corn refiners. Find something else to do with your corn.
The American Medical Association has said it wants more research on high fructose corn syrup, says there's not enough evidence to restrict its use for now. The Center for Science and Public Interest has said that there was no evidence that the sweetener is any worse for the body than sugar, and that American consumers consume too much of both of them.
You know what the analogy of this is that I just thought of it, right? You've got different caliber guns. You've got a 44 Magnum and you've got a 38, right?
Right.
And people are saying, look, we need to create a law that keeps people from shooting people, you know, in general. And the other group is going, well, look, just make the law for 44s because 38s are smaller and getting shot with a 38 is not as bad. It's like it doesn't matter. High fructose corn syrup and sugar, it's all bad for you. That's it.
So maybe kids should just eat the little detergent packs then. No, I read an article. It's from the Associated Press.
It's pretty in color.
Yeah, that's why they're eating it. Kids are, you know, they have it for dishwashers and they have them now for laundry.
Right. It's almost like a pellet in a pouch that it combines both
the
a powder and a liquid.
Right, and it's bright colors, green, oranges,
yellow,
blue,
right.
Yellow. And kids are picking them up and eating them like they're candy.
Yeah, and now I have to admit to something stupid. 2 years ago, when Elisa and I first started dating, I was over the house, and I loaded the dishwasher, and I reached into the little dishwasher box of soap. I had never seen one of those before, and I took it out, and I saw this, and I saw the plastic on it, and I thought, oh, I've got to tear this open and put it in there. So I bit it with my teeth, you know, to kind of tear the plastic. I didn't realize that stuff dissolves in water.
Uh-huh.
I thought you had to tear it open. And I got all that soap in my mouth.
Oh, that's
But I didn't
funny.
Enjoy it. I didn't eat it on purpose, okay?
It said that there were 71 cases in Texas reported, 25 in Missouri, and 26 in Illinois.
Yeah.
So don't let your kids eat the packets. Don't leave them laying around.
Well, what happened? I mean, when we were kids, they used to have that whole campaign about the stuff underneath the sink because so many kids were poisoning themselves.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's just time to revive the, hey, idiot, keep your kid from under the sink routine again. I mean, kids shouldn't be underneath the sink. There's all sorts of caustic cleansers and lye soaps and God knows what else under there.
Or maybe we should start buying the green products that aren't so caustic.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably a better idea. You're right.
Okay, so I also read an article in the USA Today. The title of the article, Age, Just a Number for a Select Few Athletes.
Right.
And in the article, they're talking about how, like, Dara Torres, who is 45, and she's going to be trying out for the Olympics in London.
She's the blonde that's doing the commercials right now, right? She's a swimmer, right?
The swimmer, and she was also on the cover of Life Extension.
She is hypermuscular. She's hypermuscular.
Do you think she's doing drugs?
I've never seen a woman look like that before without drugs. I'm not saying she's doing drugs,
mm-hmm.
but she's got a neck like a guy. She's got a thick bull's neck.
They also talk about Janet Evans, who is 40, who took 15 years off from swimming. She was an Olympic-level swimmer, and she's going back to try out in
right.
London as well. And then they talk about a Japanese mountaineer who is 73 years old, and she is still climbing. She climbed Mount Everest.
Wow.
So the thing that struck me about this, article, I want to say what the author of the article said. Some scientists go so far as to say exercise actually slows aging. Like, that's some far-fetched idea. It just, when I read that, I was incredulous. I thought, that really is not that far-fetched. Come on.
You know, could you imagine exercise may actually be good for you? Oh, my goodness. This is revolutionary. This guy is probably a pencil now. Who wrote this article?
It's a woman, Janice Lloyd.
Yeah. She probably she thinks exercise is walking in the morning and doing gardening. That's her exercise.
Like most women. Maybe we should
write her a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's so funny, right? Wow. Could you imagine? Exercise may actually be beneficial. What a novel idea. Maybe I'll write a book about it.
Some far-fetched idea like that.
Yeah.
Like a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
How about Mayor Bloomberg? You want to talk about him for
Mayor,
a while?
Mayor, affectionately, we shall refer to him from now on as Mayor Boobberg instead of Bloomberg. Mayor Boobberg of New York.
Why?
Well, because he is a perfect example of what is wrong with government being involved in dictating nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mayor Bloomberg wants fast food restaurants to not be able to supersize their drinks anymore. So what this implies is that people are dumb, people have no self-control, people should not have access to a 36-ounce cup because they'll drink all 36 ounces of it.
They can only buy in restaurants, movie theaters, 16 ounces, but they can buy more than one
if they
want.
Yeah, they can buy two. So that's going to do. They can buy two.
So they can buy two or three or as many as they want.
Right. And what about convenience stores?
Convenience stores, no. That's not included because that's considered a grocery store.
But now the convenience store is the worst offender. You can walk in there and get a 55-gallon drum with a handle on it of soda. I mean, have you seen some of the things that people walk out of convenience stores with?
The Slurpees.
The size of the container. It's like a coffee can with a handle on the side of it full of soda.
Well, forget about that. Today is National Donut Day.
Yeah, now, and what did Mayor Bloomberg have to do with that?
This is what he said on the Today Show. One donut is not going to hurt you. In moderation, most things are okay.
Okay, but they don't sell. You know what Mayor Bloomberg needs to do if he wants to really? See, this is what I hate about politicians. Politicians don't give H-E double hockey sticks about you or me and our health. It's all about, look at the word politics. It's all about polling. What is going to get me the most favor? What is going to get me the most votes? So here on one hand, he said, people don't have the ability to just take a half a dozen sips out of this giant soda and nurse it all day long. At the same time, he's saying, well, people will just eat one donut. No, they buy a box of Krispy Kremes. There's 12 donuts in there, Mr. Bloomberg. Why don't you force Krispy Kreme to reduce the size of the donut box so it only holds four? Or wait, better yet, make it so that you can only buy one. You got to get back in the line again to come back all the way through to buy the other one. I mean, come on, give me a friggin' break.
Okay, this is a quote from him again. That's what we're trying to do with soft drinks, is get you to drink in moderation. So instead of getting the big 32-ounce, get two 16-ounce drinks if you want. But history shows...
That makes no sense!
Listen, but history shows, all the tests show that you'll probably only drink one.
Okay, first of all, first step, high fructose corn syrup, sugars, all these things are subsidized by the American government. They don't want soda to go away. They don't want people to realize that soda is killing you. Instead, they want to just kill you in smaller portions so that they look like they care. And on the other hand, they want you to buy a box of Krispy Kremes to honor Donut Day. Okay? This is what the government needs to do. Oh, I want to punch myself in the head right now. This is what the government needs to do. First, the government needs to come out. President Obama needs to come out and say, we have been wrong about everything we've told you about nutrition. Now, we're not sure what is right. We don't know if paleo is right. We don't know if the vegan style is right. We don't know if what we've been telling you is right. The truth of the matter is, we just don't know. So the first thing we're going to say is, all that stuff we've been telling you for the past few decades, erase that from your mind, because we don't know. We're not saying it was wrong, but we definitely don't think it was all right. And the second part of this equation is, we're done suggesting anything about nutrition anymore because it's clear that we don't know.
and we have a financial interest in you eating certain crops. So we're probably going to lean towards the we don't know part is going to lean towards what's more profitable for us. And that's probably not in your best interest. It's in our best interest. So as of today, the government doesn't give a good hoot about what you eat. And we're not going to make any suggestions anymore because guess what? We don't know. That's what the government needs to do. Government does not belong in our pantry. They don't know, and they have a vested interest in us eating certain foods.
Speaking of the government, I want to read a quote, which I think we've talked about before on the air. But
it's worth reading again and again.
If people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. That's a quote from Thomas Jefferson.
So in the words of Billy, what was his name? Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. This has been going on. This fire has been raging since back in the days when the founding fathers of this country left England, probably for the same reasons to the things they're doing to us today. Which is why people are thinking about leaving this country now, not for religious relief, but because they're tired of the government using them like plow horses and stealing everything from them until the day they die.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we didn't start the fire. What a great quote. So Thomas Jefferson was already speaking about the things that we're speaking about today, which, you know what? It tells you something, folks. We're not going to change a damn thing either. So get wise. During this commercial, get wise. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine
caffeine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Elisa, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Time to announce the winner of the $600 in Muscle Gauge Nutrition product. We have CEO and elite athlete of Muscle Gauge Nutrition, Osagi Asunde, on the phone. How you doing, Osagi?
Hey, not too bad. Yourself?
Great, great. This is a really, really big day right now for one person out there, guy or girl. We're going to find out who it is. First of all, I want to thank Muscle Gauge Nutrition for, first of all, being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, but also being willing to give away $600 in product to one lucky winner. And that's not chump change, $600 in product. That'll keep you in protein powder and supplements probably for several months. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I should be able to cover you for the year.
You know, we have a lot of people who are always saying, oh, you know, this is so expensive and that's so expensive and what alternatives are there? It's like, wow, $600. That's like getting a gift card to your favorite supplement store worth $600. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to announce the name of the winner. Do you have the name in front of you, Osagi?
Absolutely. You ready?
Wait. Let me see something here. I just thought of this. I don't. I was going to do some drum roll. Hold on. All right. Go ahead. Who's the winner?
All right. We would like to thank Nathan Rawlins. That's Nathan Rawlins of Wheelersburg, Ohio.
Cool.
He is the winner of the Muscle Gauge giveaway for $600 with a free product.
That is so awesome, man. Nathan Rawlins. Now, let me ask you a question. He doesn't have to take all $600 in one shot, right? He can order a little bit every month, right?
Correct. We can break it up for him. We'll actually send out an email with the exact rules that went through. So he should receive that email, knowing how he can break it down and what products and so forth. But it's pretty much free for all the products we have on our website.
Now, what about all the other people who were not winners? Are we doing anything for them? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but, you know.
It's not a big deal. We like anyone who likes to support Muscle Gauge or Superhuman Radio. What we'll do is we'll also send out an email to all the people, all the contestants that entered in with a special coupon code, which should give you guys either a larger discount or supreme products.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Thank you from the audience. Thank you from Supreme Radio, and thank you for being a sponsor of the show, man.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you, and thank you to all the listeners.
All right, listen. Have a great weekend, Osagi. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Congratulations, Nathan.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
Take care. All right. So there you go, Nathan Rawlins.
Congratulations, Nathan.
Wheelersburg. I don't even know where Wheelersburg is. I wonder if that's really far north.
Ohio. It's near West Virginia, I think.
Is it really?
I think is it Wheelersburg or Wellsburg?
No, this is Wheelers, Wheelersburg.
Oh, I'm thinking of Wellsburg, okay. Ohio, because I know that's near West Virginia.
Yeah, Wheelersburg, I have a feeling, is far north, like up by Cleveland, I think. But I could be wrong. But anyway, wherever it is, Nathan Rawlins has got himself $600 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. They have everything from vitamins and supplements to whey protein powders, whey isolates, fat burners, sports enhancers. I mean, there's a ton of stuff there that he's just going to gobble up, I predict. So congratulations, Nathan. And also, Nathan, thank you very much for listening to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so what are we talking about now, Elisa Profumo?
Well, we want to talk about drinking water just for a second.
Oh, yes, because we have a correspondent in the field who is monitoring the AP Newswire for us, and her name is Tricia, and she also is Elisa's esthetician who texts Elisa.
Who texts me this information.
Yeah, there you go.
That just came out as breaking news, or it's just a new article that was published today on Fox News. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, drinking waters with low levels of arsenic, which is 10 parts per billion, has been deemed non-toxic and okay for human consumption. However, new research reveals that the water may not be safe to drink after all.
Suppose it's more than 10 parts per million.
Mm-hmm. More than 10 parts per million.
But we're talking about tap water here, right?
Yes, it's tap water.
Wow, none of us drink tap water. We're not that stupid. I mean, who drinks tap water anymore, really? Does anybody? I mean, I'm not being facetious. You think anybody drinks tap water anymore? I don't think so.
Maybe they filter it and drink it.
That's true. We do that, right, with some of our tea water.
You filter it, and then you boil it.
Maybe we shouldn't be doing that anymore. I wonder if the filters get arsenic out. I think they're supposed to get heavy metals out.
I think so. Yeah. While 10 parts per billion is the EPA standard, it only applies to public regulated well waters. The problem lies in the unregulated well waters in arsenic-heavy regions, such as New England, Florida, and the upper Midwest, which has been found to have concentrations of 100 parts per billion and higher of arsenic.
But now, wait a minute. That's non-public water, that means. That could be water being used for bottled water, then. I wonder if that... We have to do
it
some...
It said unregulated well waters.
Maybe that's the stuff that's in people's backyard. People have cisterns and
like
stuff.
Cisterns. That's what my aunt has in her yard.
Yeah. Okay.
Because she lives in the country.
Yeah. Wow, that sucks. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for that update, Tricia. Please keep the hits coming. Keep the hits coming. Anyway. Okay. So where do we go now? Want to talk about the conspiracy between the FDA and Monsanto that the American people have been hoodwinked with without even knowing?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Remember the little rascals?
Uh-huh.
Who was the kid with the hair that stuck up straight up out of his head?
That was Alfalfa.
Ah. Well, did you know that Alfalfa has been genetically modified now?
For how long?
Well, you tell me. Isn't it? It's been like 9 years. It's been 9 years. It's something like 9 years ago. FDA and Monsanto decided on their own in a back dark room, you know, snickering and twisting their long, snidely whiplash mustaches, that they were going to go ahead and perpetrate.
Holla at your boy, baby. You killed it on this one, man.
Wow. For those of you who hung in there, we had a power outage here, which happens all the time lately, which I have to go find out why. And the entire station crashed, and it took us all this time to get everything back up and running. So for those of you who are staying with us and listening to us, thank you very much. But I can promise you the podcast will not have any interruption in it. Okay, so welcome back. When we went off the air, maybe the FDA did that to us.
We were talking about Monsanto.
Yeah, maybe Monsanto and the FDA, they have access to my breaker box, so they're throwing my breaker box every now and then. When we went off the air, we were talking about Monsanto and the FDA and how they released genetically modified alfalfa into the world before they told anyone about it, which is, you know, I just don't understand why people don't go to jail for that. That's bioterrorism.
How can they get away with that?
That's the question. I don't understand why any politicians aren't screaming about that.
Reporting for activist post, Cassandra Anderson and Anthony Gucciardo explained that a letter to the USDA dated April 5th, 2007 from CalWest Seeds, a California-based seed company, shows that Monsanto's GM alfalfa had been in cultivation years before the first deregulation of the crop in 2005.
That's amazing. That's terrible. And no one is going to pay for that. No one's going to go to jail for that. No one's even going to be spanked for that. This is disgusting.
The letter reveals that Monsanto's GM traits were already turning up in conventional alfalfa seed in 2005, which means GM traits were in use at least 2 years before that in 2003.
Right, right, right. And it's cross-pollinating.
Yes.
See? This is terrible. But you know what? The government doesn't want us to know what GMO is and what isn't GMO. And they're playing. I'm telling you, autism is on the rise. I don't care how you classify it. There are problems in this country that are directly related to the food that we've been poisoned with for decades and decades, the poisons in our atmosphere, the poisons in our water, the poisons everywhere. And this is a trying time in this country, very, very trying.
Let's talk about autism since you just brought that up.
Yeah.
You wrote a blog about autism, and that's sparked some conversation about autism.
Yeah, yeah. And then there seems to be two camps out there. There's people out there who say, well, the only reason why autism is on the rise is because the classification of autism is broadening so that the pharmaceutical industry can treat these children with more drugs, which is a partial truth. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the pharmaceutical industry is trying to treat these children.
I recently read an article written by a man who has a grandson that has autism, that has been diagnosed with Asperger's
right,
syndrome.
Right.
And in here he quotes, I was surprised recently to find that my grandson was suddenly cured of Asperger's syndromes. It didn't come from being struck by lightning or due to the effects of a faith healer like Oral Roberts. It came from the American Psychiatric Association. When the next edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders comes out, it won't list Asperger's as a diagnosis at all.
Right. So in other words, the kid is still sick. They're just not going to be classifying him as having problems any longer.
The redefinition by the APA came from a perception that Asperger's and other forms of autism were overdiagnosed.
So for those of you who are saying that they're broadening the scope of what is considered being on the spectrum, well, here's an example of exactly the opposite. Now the people who have Asperger's aren't considered sick or autistic any longer.
Yes.
So there's a push and pull going on here. But what's more important here is you go and you speak to the thousands of families who struggle with their children. They don't care what you call it. They don't give a damn what you could call it Schnooker's disease or call it nothing at all. These people know that their children are sick.
Didn't you have something from Laura Brown that she posted?
Yes.
That you wanted
yes,
to read?
Yes, this is great. This was a result of the article that I wrote. I wrote an article basically saying that it's probably already too late to save these kids. That the human population is being challenged right now, and the fact that we have these children being born with these diseases is literally a result of the decades of poisoning that we have allowed ourselves to be subjected to. And I'm not just talking about food and drugs, I'm talking about cell phones and everything. And so some people came out and said, well, be careful what you wish for, because they're just going to broaden the net and everybody's going to be autistic. And you know what? That's one side of the story, and you may be partially right about that. But the other side of the story is there are more and more kids who have challenges that are non-functional. I don't care what you call it. So Laura Brown posted on my Facebook that she worked with a family with a child who is diagnosed with autism, very low functioning, no nonverbal. The mom changed his diet completely, eliminated processed foods, certain dyes in the foods, etc., etc., replaced with clean whole foods, almond milk, difference within weeks. Now he is highly functioning and verbal. Something to think about. Now, how do you argue with that? Do you think these parents are...
She actually saw that firsthand.
Yeah, it's a client of hers. You think that these parents are faking that the kid has a problem? The kid, they're saying to the kid, now look, when you're out in public... Don't talk. Don't talk to anybody because we're going to cure you. We're going to become famous. No, these children are really sick and they change their diet. And guess what? They're not really sick anymore. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
That it's diet.
Well, it's our environment. It's what we're exposing these children to. So call it what you will. Don't call it anything. There are people out there who have children who are non-functioning, non-verbal, and you don't have to call it anything. They know their children are in trouble. So getting hung up on the semantics here is mental masturbation. It means nothing, especially to the people who are struggling.
There's still a problem with autism.
Yes. Jared Scowron also...
No matter how you slice it, there's still a problem.
Yeah, don't call it autism. Call it whatever you want. There's a problem out there.
Uh-huh.
Jared Scowron said, what is really distorting our view of autism is our personal or financial biases. And this is true. You have people out there, like Michael Savage, I think, that was saying that there's no such thing as autism. These are unruly kids. They just need a smack.
You're kidding me.
I think he needs a smack. I mean, can you believe that somebody would even say? I think it was Michael Savage. I'm almost positive it was. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm. But there was a radio show host out there who said there's no such thing as autism. These are unruly kids. They need a smack. Okay.
Somebody needs to smack him.
Right. Then you have people out there who are saying, look, my tax dollars are going to way too much stuff. Now they're going to broaden autism. My tax dollars have to go take care of these autistic kids who are already on the public dole. So Scowron is right. Don't, whatever you call it, there are non-functioning children out there at an alarming rate, and not just here in the United States, Korea, all over the world.
Dr. Scowron is that. He's a doctor, and he sees patients every day. You know, he has, how many patients a day does he see?
And he specializes dealing with these non-functioning kids.
Yes.
Call it what you will. He's trying to help these kids mm-hmm. become functional. Mm-hmm. He says, I challenge all of you to set aside your N equals one paradigm and talk to 1,000 families with children on the autism spectrum. Almost 20,000 research studies have mentioned of autism. It's time for us to do our reading. And what he's basically saying is, look, there's enough research out there to say that these kids really have a problem. Call it what you will.
I think Dr. Rouse posted that that it was missed that they were diagnosing Einstein syndrome as autism.
And that could be. I mean, Einstein was functional, however.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Einstein was able to talk. He was able to convey his theories to people.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to write. He was able to look at somebody while, you know, Einstein couldn't remember his own phone number. He had some functional issues, but he was functional in society. He was able to go to work. He was able to get married. He was able to have children. These children that are non-functioning, they will not have any of those things.
Right.
They will be institutionalized at some point in their lives, and at worst, and at best, they will live socially supported lives.
And that's sad.
Yes. So you can call it what you want. There's a problem out there. What else can we talk about, Elisa?
I wanted to talk about the pet food industry.
Yes.
And the pet food recall from Diamond Pet Foods.
Okay.
I read an article that it's been all over the news. Carmelo Cierzo posted something on my Facebook about it, and then there were some articles in newspapers that I read, so it's been all over the news.
Sorry.
Oh, you cut my microphone off.
Sorry. Hit the wrong button.
Technical difficulties today.
Yeah.
December of last year, a friend of the person who wrote this article, their furry friend, their pet, became sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost died. He had kidney failure. It was caused by some Wagon Trail brand chicken jerky treats.
Mm.
Okay. So the FDA would not issue a recall on the treats until February 2012 because they knew that the pets were becoming ill, but
nobody cares about the pet.
Yeah,
right?
No humans were. So let's fast forward to April 6th. Diamond Pet Foods facility in South Carolina recalled a limited amount of dry dog food due to a potential health risk, but it wasn't like it was quiet.
Right.
They didn't talk about it. And then on April 26th, they expanded the recall as a precautionary measure to other bags and brands. And then on April the 30th, the recall was expanded to dry puppy food.
Mm-hmm.
The company took this precautionary measure because sampling revealed salmonella in their products. That same day, Diamond expanded the recall to include holistic brands of dog food such as Kirkland, Apex, Taste of the Wild, Natural Balance, and Wellness brands. So to make a long story short, the FDA didn't do anything about it until people started becoming sick.
Right.
I think 5 or 6 people were hospitalized because of the salmonella. You can pick up the dry dog food on your hand.
Yeah, then touch your lips.
And then touch your lips,
right,
or touch your coffee or something.
Right.
And you become exposed to the salmonella. Okay, but recently the FDA did a preliminary report of, and they released a preliminary report of inspection of the Diamond Pet Food in South Carolina. And the report contained details that there was absence of basic sanitary measures for employees washing their hands and employees handling products with ungloved hands and duct taped and cardboard surfaces, which were uncleanable surfaces. And the list goes on and on and on
of
about
all
how,
of the infractions.
Of, yeah, that the facility was, I mean, and they did nothing about it. The
right.
FDA did nothing about it. The FDA stated there appears to be associations between rendered or hydrolyzed ingredients and the presence of phenobarbital in the dog food.
Wait. How is the phenobarbital? If anybody remembers, phenobarbital is a downer. It was abused back in the 60s and 70s.
This was a quote by the FDA. There appears to be associations between rendered or hydrolyzed ingredients and the presence of phenobarbital in the dog food.
Oh, my God.
The ingredients meat and bone meal, MBM, beef and bone meal, BBM, and animal fat, AF, and animal fat digest, AD, are rendered or hydrolyzed.
Hydrolyzed, right.
From animal sources that could include euthanized animals.
Oh.
Oh, that's how the phenobarbital got in there.
Yeah. They're giving these animals bolus injections of phenobarbital. It stops the heart. It's a central nervous system suppressant. And that, so it's, it kills, they're killing the animal. And then, of course, there's residual amounts of these drugs in the flesh.
And for those who are unaware, AF and AD are, have been linked to cooked, euthanized animals. The AF, animal fat, and the AD, animal digest.
I wonder if that makes it into human food, too. Holy mackerel.
So if you're buying a dog food that could have euthanized animals in it.
Yeah.
Be careful.
This is shocking. That's why you got to feed your dog the scraps from your table of meat and chicken and all that sort of stuff. We've done shows. We had Dr. Peter Rouse on the show talking about the right way to feed your animal. Feed your animal raw meats. That's healthy for them.
Well, it, and this Kirkland's brand, isn't that like Sam's Club?
I think you're right. Yes, I think that's where I've seen it. Kirkland. Yes,
and,
you're right.
Here, let me just read the brands again. Holistic brands such as Kirkland, Apex, Taste of the Wild, Candy, C-A-N-I-D-A-E, Natural Balance and Wellness Brands. Those are some of them.
So if you buy those foods for your dog or cat, you
stay
need
away
to really,
from them.
Yeah. What else do we have to talk about? I don't want to have to take another break.
I've got a couple more things wanted to talk about real quick.
Okay, so should we take a break right now and then come back and then finish that up?
That's
so we
fine.
Don't
I just
okay.
have some listener
okay.
stuff to talk
okay.
about.
I'm sorry for all the technical difficulties today. I promise you that will never happen again. We're going to take one last break and we'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in
the background is a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the marginally functional Superhuman Radio show. Okay.
Have you pulled it all together now?
Yeah. I when something like that happens, I just get so wound up. I'm angry. You know, I'm like, what the F? And it's hard for me to get back in the game, but I'm back in the game now.
Well, he just doesn't say F, though.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Scott Jerzik. He posted the article about the National Donut Day that we use today. And he just said that he's grateful to have a fantastic source of information like Superhuman Radio out here speaking the truth.
Yeah, that's nice.
So thanks, God.
Rad Fox has a funny one. He says, I have one of those giant cups that Carl was talking about. It's 100 ounces. I use it for drinking water. I can't imagine drinking that much soda. That's funny. 100 ounces.
People really drink that much soda out of that?
That's almost a gallon. That's 20 ounces shy of a gallon.
That's amazing.
It's a gallon jug with a handle on it. Think about that. And the people actually drink soda. And they'll go two or three times and pick up soda and refill it. I think with the C-stores, you get free, like, not free refills, but when you buy that cup, you get, like, the 100 ounces for, like, 25 cents.
Hmm. That's amazing.
Mayor Boobberg will fix that one.
Also, on the Carly Gomez story, there was a comment from Terry Benscotter. Carly has inspired me. I have known her for many years, and her transformation is truly amazing.
It is.
I thought that was a nice comment.
I mean, you know what? I got news for you. I'd love to get Carly Gomez on a speaking tour for women. Just to talk about, not even to talk about competition, and just to talk about how she cured herself of lupus and ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, I mean, are you joking? There's so many people suffering with disorders like that.
Okay, and this was from Superhuman Network. Ollie EAKUB said, Superhuman is best station than any other station in the USA.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Thank you.
And John Annunziata.
Annunziata, yeah. Annunziata, one of our Italian brothers right there.
The most diverse and stimulating podcast on the subject of health and aging. The host takes the time and due diligence to research the subject on hand and is able to contribute to the expert guest, the interview.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. That's very generous of all of you to say that. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
I think that's it.
Is it? Did we cover everything? Oh, you know what we didn't cover?
What?
Fat and hate crimes.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to talk about
real,
that.
Real quick, okay? There's an article in the Daily Mail in the UK that they're calling someone fat should be labeled a hate crime. And what they're focusing on is there's a lot of young children out there whose self-esteem is being damaged because of people imposing body image issues upon them, and that this is a form of abuse. I can't imagine. I was a fat child, and I was fat even for a period of time as an adult. As many of you know, I was 300-plus pounds. And I knew I was fat. And I felt bad because I was fat. I didn't feel bad because people called me fat, okay? But more importantly, this article talks about the parents of children who are talking to their children about going on a diet, that they're actually hurting these children's self-esteem. If you have a child, call it what you will, if you have a child that is taking up more space than they should, they're gravitationally challenged, whatever you want to call it, fat, obese, chubby. I used to have to shop in the husky department when I was a kid because they didn't want to say fat. Whatever you want to call it, if you have a child that is carrying an unhealthy amount of weight, forget about the self-esteem that they're losing from carrying that weight. Their health is in jeopardy. They're going to develop diabetes, heart disease at a young age, maybe 18, 20 years old. What is wrong with this nonsense about political correctness? You know what? If somebody is fat, they're fat. Don't try to change the word. Change the person. Help them understand how to get healthy. And especially these children. They're focusing on the wrong damn thing. The woman in that article is focusing on, oh, you know, you're hurting the child's feeling. No, you know what's hurting the child's feeling? Being fat, not being called fat.
What she says is, the parliamentary report published today says that lack of self-esteem is damaging a generation of children who may struggle with schoolwork and forming friendships. All children could now attend body confidence and self-esteem classes at school.
If a body confidence and self-esteem class tells a child it's okay to be 40 pounds above your normal weight, then that is just promoting death. It's promoting premature illness and death.
The government, she says, the author says, the government should consider putting appearance-based discrimination on a legal par with race and sexual discrimination.
That is idiotic. That is idiotic. You know what? We're focusing on the wrong thing here, folks. Somebody who is obese has a low self-esteem, not because they think everybody else thinks they're obese. It's because they think they're obese. I never walked around thinking that, oh, you know, I feel terrible because everybody must be looking at me and saying I'm fat. No, I used to say to myself, God, I am a fat slob. I hate being this fat. Fat people don't like being fat. They don't want to embrace it. It's like telling somebody who has a tumor, you know what? I know you got this real big lump on your chest, but learn to embrace it. It makes you unique. No, you have it lanced. You have it cut off. You have it removed. You do something about it. Being obese is not a normalcy. It's an abnormality. And teaching people to become comfortable with their abnormalities is a mistake when their abnormality is driving them headlong into early death and illness. This political correctness crap has gone way too far.
It says here that the greatest cause of bullying among children is their appearance, leaving some suicidal and others with eating disorders.
Right. So instead of trying to teach the rest of the world to accommodate them, which is never going to happen, it's never going to happen. You know it, I know it. You're never going to get people who hate gays to like gays. You're never going to get people who hate blacks to like blacks. You're never going to get people who hate Italians to like Italians. Then why not change, help the person empower themselves? Take that child who is struggling and feels weak and victimized. We just did a show about victimization the other day. The key to turning victimization around is teach children how to become survivors. And you know how you become a survivor? You teach that child the skills of empowerment. You teach them to change their body composition and develop real strength so people will look up to them instead of bully them.
But you may have to teach their parents how to feed them.
That's great. We'll do the whole family then. Get the whole family involved. Let's have it. Let's take a whole family and change them. That's even better because you could because you can change the whole family easier than you could change one person stuck in the family.
Mm-hmm.
This is nonsense. Ignoring the fact that there's childhood obesity here by getting people to embrace themselves and embrace the concept is like telling somebody, learn to live with your cancer. It's okay to have cancer. Learn to live with it. We shouldn't. Oh, you know, learn to live with your herpes. Learn to live with your AIDS. You know what? Go out there, make love to people. And if they can't embrace your AIDS with you, then something's wrong with them. No. Obesity is a flipping disease. It's nothing to be embraced. Oh. Well, political correctness wins again. Elisa, she's in a daze right now.
I am not. I'm just listening to you.
I'm done talking. I really am.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening to Casual Friday. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio this week. We have a bunch of great shows planned for you next week.
Bye.
Bye.